guy just knocking them down. And I know that this is contentious. And I know that people are going to hate me for this. But I just want to ask an honest question here. If you are in a fight where the other person cannot beat you, how hard should you retaliate when they try to hurt you? Honest question. And I ask this question because I think of it like this. When I was a teenager, I would always get into fights with my little brothers. And little kids can be vicious, right? They're trying to punch you in the leg, trying to punch you in the nuts. They're kids, they do that. But my mom would say to me, whenever I get angry, she'd go, "Trevor, don't hit the kid back because they can't hurt you. You're a teenager and the kid is 4. And I was like, "Yeah, but the kid is hitting me. He could hurt me." But my mom was like, "Yeah, but you're also so much bigger than the kid. You can crush him in an instant." And please don't get me wrong right now, because I know someone's going to watch this and go like, "Oh, you're comparing Palestinians to children." No, I'm not doing that. I'm telling a story about myself. Honestly, I am. Because what my mom made me understand is that as a person who has immensely more power, I had to ask myself whether my response to this child was just or necessary. Could I find different ways to deal with this? Whether I felt aggrieved or not, or whether they were fighting fair, was almost irrelevant. Was I even able to ask myself the question about why they were doing what they're doing? Was I willing to admit guilt? This was all part of the question that I had to ask myself. But the main question I ask in this situation is about power. And please, again, I know this is not a great analogy, because I'm not saying Palestinians are children. I'm not just saying they're all children, right? I'm not saying that they're harmless or that they're irrational or acting out. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not. I'm just talking about the difference in power, which is something we do all the time. I mean, think about policing. If a man has a knife, should the cops shoot him? In many parts around the world, like in the UK, they say, "Well, we're going to do everything we can to try and not shoot the person, even at risk to ourselves." Because at the end of the day, they brought a knife to a gunfight. So what's the right response? Well, I mean, everyone has a different answer to the question, and I'm not trying to answer the question, nor do I think I'm smart enough to solve it. All I'm asking is, when you have this much power, what is your responsibility?
Thank you for listening.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.